Donald Trump drops by the Fulton County Jail in Georgia today.
Yeah, and you can expect a few cameras, or more than a few, to capture whatever they can as Trump is booked on 13 felony counts. The former president, who tried to overturn his 2020 election defeat, has denied wrongdoing in his signature repetitive style.
They don't even have a case against me. It's not even a case. Everyone says, even the Democrats say, you can't bring these cases. You have no case.
There's Trump on X, formerly Twitter. The former president is accused of conspiring with 18 co-defendants to subvert the vote in Georgia, where he lost in 2020.
And just to note, many Democrats say you can bring this case in spite of what the former president said there. Sam Greenglass of member station WABE has been covering this case for us. Sam, good morning.
Hey there, Steve.
So how does it go when Trump arrives at jail?
Okay, obviously there is no precedent for a former president being booked in a county jail, but we think we'll see a motorcade shepherd Trump to the jail gate. But beyond that, reporters are not allowed inside. Though later, we do expect to see Trump's mugshot, like we have so far with some of Trump's 18 co-defendants, lawyers Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell. Trump has been indicted 4 times now, but this mugshot will be his first.
I get the impression that the Fulton County Jail is almost a character in this story.
Yeah, conditions at the jail are under investigation right now by the U.S. Department of Justice. Defense attorney Bob Rubin told me he has 2 clients in the facility and both have been awaiting trial for more than 2 years.
They have no opportunities to go outside. There's no sunlight. The jail is smelly, as you can imagine. There's dangerous people in the jail. It's a pretty horrific place, such that I sometimes have nightmares.
Of course, Trump will just be processed today, so he won't actually be in there that long.
Although some other things may last long, I'm thinking of the fact that this focuses on events from 2020 and 2021, years ago, and the trial itself is not in sight. District Attorney Fani Willis wants to start the trial in about 6 months, which would be well before the 2024 election. Can she?
Well, every defense attorney that I have talked to has given me a flat out no. Here's lawyer Jeffrey Brickman.
This is not a discussion about people trying to play the system. It simply takes a long time. And I just think that that is wishful thinking.
This judge will have to juggle up to 19 defendants plus proceedings in the other court cases Trump's facing. Jury selection could take a long time, too. And then some defendants are trying to move the case from state to federal court.
Why?
Well, federal law allows some federal officials charged for conduct under the color of office to remove their cases to federal court. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows attempted it first. Trump is expected to do the same. And Emory Law Professor Jonathan Nash says they might actually prevail.
It certainly has some merit. I'll put it that way. I don't see it as any kind of frivolous filing.
Now, Fulton prosecutors would still argue the case, but in front of a federal judge, the jury would come from a federal court division stretching well beyond Atlanta. But state charges would still be at play, which are not subject to presidential pardon.
Interesting. WABE's Sam Greenglass in Atlanta. Thanks so much. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve.